Zecher Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua Falak. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisese, we read of the mitzvah of Kshiluach HaKan. Ki Kari Kan Tzipor Lefanecha Baderech. Chalei Tzol Ha'aretz Afrochim U'Beitzim. You see, Efrochim Abeitzim, Ha'em Rovetzis Ala Efrochim Ola Beitzim. So the mother is on the Efrochim Abeitzim. Lo Sikach Ha'em Al Habonim. You shouldn't take the aim, but Shalech Tishalach as aim. You send away the mother, Vesabonim Tikach Loch. The man Yitav Loch Vaharach Tayomim. So this is the mitzvah. So there is a Medrash Rabbah on page 5, where the Medrash says, "Tovar acher ma'u shalech tishalach za'im, im kiyam the mitzvah zu, if you mekayim the mitzvah of shaluah hakan, at memayer lavo melech ha-mashiach, that you hasten the coming of Mashiach, shakosu bo shiluach, because it says by the melech ha-mashiach also." Shiluach, because the pasuk says, "Meshalchei regel hashor v'hachamor." So, who's the shor? Says the Eitz Yosef. Hashor is a Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef b'chor shoro hodolo. We're going to read it soon in Zos HaBracha. So, Yosef is the shor, and the chamor is Mashiach ben David, as we'll see. Oni v'rochev al hachamor, as the pasuk says here, b'sodom on page 8, al tavo b'chiv apam hargu ish v'tzoru ikru shor. So that's the shor is Yosef, and then b'chor shor alo, Yosef is referred to as the shor, and then the Torah, the pasuk in Yishaya, mishalchei regel hashor v'hachamor. So that's going to, we'll see, referring. Now, the question is, what in the world does the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan specifically with Mashiach? So the Medrash says, because it's Lashon, Shaleach Tishalach, that Lashon of Shiluach, Shaleach Tishalach. And when it comes to the Mashiach, it says Mishalchei Regel Ashor V'Chamor, which the Medrash says that it's referring to the Mashiach, because it is the Mashiach of Ben David, the Mashiach Ben Yosef, and Mashiach Ben Yosef is called the Shor, and Mashiach Ben David is called the Chamor of. As a pasuk of Bikot, Ani Rochev Alachamor. The Mashiach is going to go. So when it's coming to the Mashiach, it's called Mishalchei Regel Hashor Vachamor. Hashem is going to send Mashiach ben Yosef, the Shor. Yosef's the Shor. And the Chamor is the Mashiach ben David, because the Mashiach is going to be known as the Ani Verochev Alachamor. But still, what's the connection? What's the connection of. Okay, it says the Lashon. Shalech Tishalach, and it says the Lashon Shiluach by Mashiach, and the Pasuk Yishayim Mishalchei Regel Ashor V'Chamor. So what's the idea? So if you take a look for a second in the Sefer Chaim Moshe of Moshe Bikzatzal, it was his Divrei Torah. Those that if you ever learned in Yeshivas Haratzion, Rav Ezra Bik was his nephew. So Rav Bik says the following on page 26. He says, "What's the inyan of the Shiluach HaKan? How is it? And how come the Medrash says if you do the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, then it's going to bring the Bias HaMashiach? Because by Mashiach it says Mishalchei Regel, the Lashon Shiluach, the Pasuk Yishaya, Mishalchei Regel Ashor VaChamor." The Shor is Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef. The Chamor is the Ani Rochev HaChamor, Mashiach ben David. And by Shiluach HaKan, it says, Shalech to Shalach. So he says like this. Yivuar on page 26 from the left bottom. Yivuar mehekdem bir inyan shiloch hakan. Shomer Torah ki kare lefanecha kan tzipor. Ki kare davka sheh b'mikra. Right, the halacha is ki kare that you chance upon it. Right, prat lemezumah. It's not like you have a chick that you own in your backyard. You chanced upon it. Vimkei nirem be'enei ha'adam shemikra nikra lefanof. Yikarem means that you chanced upon it. So in people's way they view it, it's as if, you know, a mikra happened. You know, people think, oh, it was just a coincidence. Ach be'emes eino kein, ki ein shum dover ba'olam shum mikra. Says Rabbi, there's no such thing as coincidence. Ela kol munhog u'musuvav al yidei mesavev kol hasibas ba'hashkacha pratis. That everything that happens in the world is hashkacha pratis. In other words, we see here, you know, what's going on now in the world with COVID. You know, we think it's not a mikra. It's hashkacha pratis of everything that goes on. I remember in 1996 was a big snowstorm, and I was davening in Rav Yitzchak Izbi's shul in Flatbush, and he was saying how the snowstorm impacted people in so many different ways, and the way it impacted every single person in a different way was Ashkacha Pratis, one snowstorm, but Ashkacha was befratius on every single individual. Imagine what he would say to what's going on in the world today. And Rav Bikhi quotes the Yerushalmi, Afilu tzipora kalila b'lo nishmaya lo mitzda. There was even a tzipor, a bird, is not going to be hunted down unless it was hashkacha min hashamayim. Right, the Gemara says, Ein adam nokev etzbo milmata alokim machrisim olav milmala. In other words, even you don't, the Chazal say, you don't even scratch your little pinky unless in shamayim it was destined that you should scratch your pinky. Who says Shemashanir Lein Ha'odim says Rabbik Shakarlo Mikra? He thinks it was a coincidence. I saw Kant Sipor. Ki Kari Kant Sipor. Ainza Ella Lefanecha Davka. Shahu Raknira. In other words, it's just what you perceive. Lein Ha'odim Shu Mikra. Lefanecha means. Yikar kan sipor lefanecha means you perceive it as a mikra, but it's really not a mikra. It's the fact that you came upon this sipor was hashkacha. Ach be'emes ein ze mikra, elam chuvan hu min hashamayim b'hashkacha pratis. U'mitam ze amra Torah shalech tishalach hasa'im. So why does the Torah say shalech tishalach hasa'im? Lehoros l'odam she'ein hu nosun b'yodo lasos bo kirtzono. In other words, you should realize that it's the fact that it wasn't that you chanced upon it. You chanced upon it, so you should get it all. You chanced upon it. Your good luck. No. Hashem made sure that you got it. So if Hashem makes sure you got it, then Hashem could call the shots of what you could keep and what you can't keep. Came at the Kol Mishamayim. See, if it wasn't a Kol Mishamayim, then look, you found it, so Zachalo. So Zachalo and everything. What do you have to do? Shalech, Shalech, Zahim. Became that Kol Mishamayim, Mutal Olavlo, says Chelko Lashamayim. So therefore, since you're getting Min Shamayim, you have to give your Chelek Min Shamayim. Lo Yikach Hasayim Alabonim. Kfi Shaya Beliba Lasos Kain. El Yishalach Hasayim, Lo says Chelko Lashamayim. So you got to give Chelek Lashamayim, and then you could get the Bonim. And he says, "Ze ikar avodos sholom ale admos." That is the ikar avoda of a person in this world, is to understand that the whole world is being run by the hashkacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything that's happening, he is the only source. People think they're the movers and shakers, right? I'm the mover and shaker. No, you're a gvir, you're the mover. You're not the mover and shaker. It's the only one mover and shaker in the universe. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what it says in the beginning of the parsha, ki seitzei la milcha uma oleivecha, unisano Hashem elokecha biyadecha. You think you won the war because it's your military prowess? Nisano Hashem elokecha biyadecha. Ki hu yisbarach hu nosei lecha koch lasos chayel. Hu moser es haoyev biyadcha. V'shavisa shivyo. It's Hashem. Hayolo. Lo haya shavu mitchila shivyo halachin hayushvu mitchila biyado shal makom. You got the shevi of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says that's the pshat in the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, because the Shiluach HaKan is going to bring the Mashiach, because the problem the Mashiach is not coming is our lack of emuna. Ein ol mishum heder emunas uman belibon shal Yisrael baragosu yisbarach. People don't believe in hashkacha pratis. They say kochi va'otzim yodi. They don't believe in Hashkacha Pratis. But if a person does the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, he's realizing that it wasn't Ki Yikari. Ki Yikari Lefanecha, I mean, you perceived it as a coincidence. But it was really only HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you this matana. And therefore, if you Mekayim Mitzvah Zu, so then you're worthy for the Mashiach to come, because the Rav Bick said, the Mishnah says in Edius, Ein Eliyahu ba el laso sholom ba'olam. Eliyahu was going to come before Mashiach. Lachet Omer Medrashi, Mekayim b'nei Yisrael mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, they marim b'zeh. Al Tokyo, they show that they have emuna, b'ashkacha, lachet zochim, she'izkayim b'hem, v'nasati sholom ba'arts, yisholach as Eliyahu, and ovi zachor latol, v'vaser b'yosol, sholmeach Mashiach, laso sholom ba'olam. Etc. So when a person shows that he believes in Hashkacha, that is what we could do to bring Mashiach. It's not ki yikareit kan sipur lefanecha prat lemezumen. Means it was never, it was always had in mind that Hashem wanted to give it to you. You might think it looks like a coincidence, but everything, and even the bird, the Yerushalmi says, even the bird is hunted down. Hashem has hashkacha even on that particular bird. And he wouldn't have been hunted down without the hashkacha of Hashem. Then there's a B'nai Yisoschar I'd like to say over on page 23. On the Pasuk, Hinei lo yonun v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. So what is lo yonun v'lo yishan? So yishan means to sleep. Right? Hashem is not sleeping. And what's Yonum? So the Gemara says, Misnamnim. Nim velo nim, meaning he's dozing off. If you call him, like somebody's dozing off, you call his name, he'll answer. Kari leva one. But if you'll ask him to say something that requires Svara, he won't be able to. So the person that's Yoshein, you ask him, he doesn't respond. The Misnam name responds, but is still a little out of it. So he says like this, sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to us as Yoshing. Meaning, we don't see Hashkacha, and we don't even have Nevuah. So the Navi is calling out, no answer. Misnam name means, when we don't see Hashkacha, but at least we see Nevuah. That the Navi is calling out and Hashem is responding. So a lot of times, sometimes we think Hashem is Yoshin. Well, that's when there's no Nevuah, and when we don't see Hashkacha. And sometimes we don't see Hashkacha, but there is Nevuah, and it looks like Hashem is being misnamnim. So the Pasuk saying, you think Hashem is misnamnim, he's fully awake in all situations. In the situation where it looks like he's, where there's no Nevuah, it looks like he's Yoshin because he's not even responding, he's Lo Yoshin. Lo Yonu V'lo Yishan. And sometimes he looks like that he's Misnamnim, he's not even Misnamnim. He may Lo Yonu V'lo Yishan. Certain times it doesn't look like there's Hashkacha, but at least there's Nevuah, so it looks like he's a Misnamnim. No, he's fully awake. He may Lo Yonu. And sometimes it looks like that he's not even responding because there's no Nevuah. So it looks like he's totally Yoshin. V'lo yishan, because Hashem is totally aware of every situation. And if we believe that, then life is a whole different thing. okay, we try our best, we have Harishtadlus, but we always have to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to realize that everything, that Tzipor is Nigzar Min Shamayim. Ein Adam Nokev Etzbo Milamata. So Kikari Tzar Khan Tzipor of Big said, you think it, you perceive it as a Mikra, but it's really not. Gunasano Hashem Lokecha Biyodecha. It's only because Hashem helped you win the war did you win the war, but not Kochi Ve'otzim Yodi. And if you have that, then we can believe, and then the Gula could come. And that's the connection. Mishalchei Regal Ashor V'Chamor comes about, Shalech Tishalach HaSa'im. Because you Shalech Tishalach HaSa'im, you realize that it was a Maton of HaMashem. It wasn't you. If it was you, then you have a right to take everything. But it's not you. And that's the Emunah B'Hashkachas HaShem, is the Tanai to B'yis Mashiach Tzidkenu. And that sometimes, even people who are learning, sometimes we're not growing, sometimes we should, people steig in learning, but they don't steig in emunah. And we have to steig, just like we steig in learning, we grow in learning, we have to grow in our emunah. And especially now, we're in the time of Elul before Rosh Hashanah, and that's the goal. The goal in Rosh Hashanah is Mamamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in Hashkachas Hashem, and Be'ez Hashem, once we Hashem sees he has a our emunah, you know, the Maggid of Zlachev, Rav Michiel Michal of Zlachev, said, what's the Loshen emunah? It's the same word in Megillas Esther. Vayhi oimei nas hadasa. That he was Magadal Esther, Mordechai. Because if you believe, you have emunah, then you Magadal the Shefa. The Shefa comes from Hashem commensurate with the amount of emunah you have in him. If you have emunah, Loshen Omen, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megadol for you. He gives he gives the Shefa. He makes it greater. To commensurate with the amount of Amunah you have is the amount of Shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to you. So Be'ezer Hashem, that should be our goal throughout the year. And realize that, you know, people, you know, when we deal with thinking about the COVID and different things, people also have to realize that it's coming directly from Hashem. It's coming directly from Hashem, and therefore we have to daven to Hashem. You understand? Of course, we take the all the precautions that we're supposed to take, etc. But sometimes people think about all the precautions, and they don't focus on the hashkacha angle and the fact that the davening to Hashem and when the emuna of hashkachas Hashem will be a t'nai to be a shirch tzidkenu, but it's a t'nai in every Yeshua that possibly could come is only the t'nai that we actually believe that Hashem is called Yochel. So Be'ez Hashem, that should be a lesson that we learn as we approach as we're in Chodesh Elul approaching Rosh Hashanah. Be'ez Hashem, we should keep that in mind. Okay, let me wish everyone a good Shabbos. Ezra Hagler and Rav Ari Glazer and Rav Yosef Katan and Michael Ben Lulu and Jacob Silberger and Nathan Bauer and Rav Meir Kesserman and Moshe Carroll and Avi Arvisfeld and Roy Hertzfeld and Dr. Letty Presby and Rav Nemitz from Yerushalayim Yerkoidish and Gilad Badner and Ari Aaron. Nice to see you again, and Daniel Albert, and the Rabbi Levy, and Yonah Moisey, and Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll, and Ilan Sasson, and Rabbi Yosef Katan, and Yair Nola, and Huda Shitris, and my son Hudi, Avishai Samoa, and where's Esti, my daughter Esti, okay, and Natan, and Ari Glazer, and Rory Hertzfeld, and Akiva Poppers, Jacob Silberger, and Rav Avram Levitt, and Yehuda Abadi, and did I miss anybody?
Yeah, you missed me.
Okay, Esti, and my daughter Esti. okay, and who's B? Who's B?
That's Yehuda.
Oh, that's Yehuda? Okay. Okay. Okay, it's good to see you also. Be'ez Hashem, Sunday at 11, we'll have the We have a different limud on Sundays. A different limud on Sundays. We're going to do in Yonis Chiris for Kablonis. So we'll see everyone Bez Hashem at 11. Monday, I'm not sure what's going to be Monday, so I'll let you know. And the Shear assistants will let everyone know, because I said my nephew's bar mitzvah is on Monday. It's on Monday, yeah. That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.